20 years ago, right after I invented wholesaling, I developed a unique strategy for acquiring distressed properties listed for sale on market with real estate agents that I coined the double dip technique. And over the years, it's allowed me and my students to acquire thousands of on-market properties and transact millions of dollars in real estate deals. After the 2008 market crash, I perfected this technique because at the time, the very best deals were bank-owned properties listed for sale by real estate agents. Now today, the double dip technique is a well-known and widely used strategy, but with the new buyer's agent commission reform, what will happen to the double dip technique? In this video, I'll break it down for you. But first, if you're new here, my name is Jerry Norton. I make millions of dollars a year wholesaling and flipping houses. And here on my YouTube channel, I show you how to do the same. So if you want to be a flipping genius like me and live your dream life, subscribe to my channel and watch my videos. If you don't know what the double dip technique is, let me first explain how it works. The traditional commission model used by agents was a combined 5-6% split between the listing agent and the buyer's agent and paid by the seller from his proceeds at closing. Now, whenever I identified a distressed property for sale that I was interested in, I would strategically go directly to the listing agent unrepresented and offer her to also represent me on the buyer's side. By doing so, in addition to already getting 3% for the listing, she also got the other 3% for being the buyer's agent, essentially doubling the commission earned by not having to share the commission with a different buyer's agent. Hence why I called it the double dip strategy. Now, technically, when the same agent represents both the seller and the buyer, it's called dual agency. Now, some states like Texas and Florida don't allow dual agency, but the double dip still works because there are other similar models, such as designated agency and transaction broker, which I'll discuss later, so keep watching. The point is, the double dip creates a competitive advantage with agents, but starting July of 2024, as a result of the NAR settlement, the old commission model is going away. If you're not aware of the changes, I'll briefly explain them, but for an in-depth breakdown, I did a video that you can watch. I'll put the link in the description below for you. No longer is the buyer's agent entitled to a 3% commission paid from the seller's proceeds. Going forward, the buyer's agent has to negotiate his commission. Now, that doesn't mean he couldn't still charge 3%, and it doesn't mean that the seller couldn't agree to pay it. That could still happen, but it would have to be negotiated. That's the point. The buyer's agent is no longer entitled to a 3% commission just for showing up. Now he has to figure out how much he's going to charge, and he also has to figure out who's paying his fee. That means the buyer's agent could get his buyer to pay his fee, or he could ask the seller to pay his fee as part of the negotiation. So if that's the case, let me ask you a question. As an investor making offers on distressed on-market properties, how can you create a competitive advantage in the marketplace? That's the goal, isn't it? That's why I invented the double dip technique. Ask yourself, how can my offer stand out above all the other offers? How do I motivate and incentivize listing agents to work with me? How can I stand out in the crowd in the market? What can I do to get agents calling me when they get distressed properties that I might be interested in? These are the questions you should be asking. Well, I've thought about it a lot. And here's what I'm going to do. I'll still go directly to the listing agent unrepresented, and I'll still offer the listing agent to also be my buyer's agent. But this time, rather than the seller paying for the buyer's agent, I'll offer to pay the listing agent directly. Now, at first glance, this may seem counterproductive because on one hand, the listing agent earns extra commission and will go to bat for me, which will definitely give me an advantage. But the downside is I just added a cost that I have to pay that has to be factored into the deal. But hopefully it's a wash. For example, following the old model, if I make an offer for, let's say, $100,000, the seller would factor in 3% or $3,000 to pay the buyer's agent. So his net would be $97,000. And if I double dip the deal, the listing agent would get that $3,000 buyer agent commission paid by the seller. Well, now following the new model, I would offer the seller $97,000 without him paying the $3,000 commission, and instead I would pay it directly, and following the double dip technique, I'd pay it to the listing agent. In both scenarios, the seller nets $97,000. I pay $100,000 total for the property, and the list agent gets both sides. Mission accomplished. The difference is I have to pay the buyer's agent commission, not the seller, but it ends up being the same in the end. Even though either way I pay the same and the seller nets the same, the benefit is the list agent gets to double dip the deal, which makes a world of difference. Never forget, with OnMarket, it's never about the deal. It's always about the relationship. Always play the long game. If listing agents know they can earn more money working with me, they will not only help me get deals, but they will bring me repeat business. So what if the listing agent either can't or won't represent you as the buyer's agent? Rule number one when making offers on market is always offer it. Don't assume they can't or won't, even in a non-dual agency state. Offer the buyer agent side and let the listing agent decide what they want to do. There are three alternative options the listing agent could choose, two of which accomplish the same objective of creating a competitive advantage. First, the listing agent could switch the listing to a transaction broker. Now, if the seller agrees, the agent could receive compensation from both parties by not representing either. Basically, their allegiance isn't to either party, and they just facilitate the transaction and still get both sides. My students and I have done it this way thousands of times in non-dual agency states like Florida and Texas. The second alternative option the list agent could choose is designated agency. This is where the listing agent has another agent in their office represent you. By doing so, the listing agent gets a referral fee. While not as good as dual agency or being a transaction broker, it's still a win because they earn more money by working with you. Now, the third alternative option is not beneficial at all, but it's still a choice that some will opt for, and that is to choose not to represent you or receive any buyer agent compensation at all. Now, to avoid any conflict of interest with the seller, some agents may tell you to go find your own representation and then submit your offer, and others will still write and present an offer for you without representing you or receiving any compensation. In either case, just make your best offer knowing that you don't have a competitive advantage. But the point is just offer the buyer side to the listing agent and then let that agent tell you what they are willing to do. And when that happens where the agent opts not to represent you on the buyer side, keep in mind, while you don't have a competitive advantage with the listing agent, your offer will be more compelling to the seller because you can offer a higher price if you waive the buyer side commission altogether and don't have to factor that in as a cost. So to recap, the only real change in the double dip strategy is instead of the seller paying the buyer's agent commission, now you have to pay it and you have to factor that cost into your offer price. But you better believe that I'll continue to use the buyer's agent commission to build relationships with agents, create repeat business, stand out in the market, and create a competitive advantage. Now to help you navigate the double dip technique with agents, be sure to get my agent scripts. Best of all, I'll give them to you for free. Just go to agentofferscripts.com for the free download. And finally, if you're concerned about now having to pay the buyer's agent commission, don't be. If you find a good on-market deal or an off-market deal for that matter, I'll step in and buy it and pay you a $10,000 finder fee. Now I have systems and capital in place and I'm looking for good deals. So if that sounds exciting, then watch this free training where I'll explain all of the details and how to get paid $10,000 for every deal that you find that meets my criteria. So watch that now, and I'll see you on the next video.